With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. President Biden says he believes the overthrow of Syria's Assad regime is a good thing.
At long last, the Assad regime has fallen. This regime brutalized and tortured and killed literally hundreds of thousands of innocent Syrians. The fall of the regime is a fundamental act of justice. It's a moment of historic opportunity for the long-suffering people of Syria to build a better future for their proud country.
Assad and his family are now in Russia, where they've been granted asylum. Also at SRNnews.com, President-elect Trump says kids born in the U.S. could be deported if their parents are in the country illegally. In an interview with NBC's Meet the Press, Trump said that he doesn't want to break up families, and so kids may have to leave alongside their illegal immigrant parents once he takes office. He also reaffirmed his commitment to ending birthright citizenship, which was never intended to be used by illegal immigrants. Ongoing political tensions in South Korea.
South Korean prosecutors have detained a former defense minister who allegedly recommended last week's brief but stunning martial law imposition to President Yoon Suk-yeol. Local media say that ex-defense minister Kim Yong-hyun voluntarily appeared on Sunday at a Seoul prosecutor's office where he had his mobile phone confiscated and was detained. A law enforcement official says Kim was later sent to a Seoul detention facility. Kim's detention came a day after Yoon avoided an opposition-led bid to impeach him, with most ruling party lawmakers boycotting a floor vote to prevent a two-thirds majority needed to suspend his presidential powers. I'm Karen Shamas.
A new Harvard study finds that eating an ounce of dark chocolate a day could lower the risk of type 2 diabetes. This is SRN News. A victory for religious freedom in New Jersey.
A federal judge has ruled that the state cannot exclude churches from its historic preservation grant fund simply because they are religious. The Mendham Methodist Church and the Zion Lutheran Church Long Valley took the state to court when they were denied access to the fund. First Liberty represents the churches and released a statement saying, quote, "Time and again, the Supreme Court has declared all forms of religious discrimination by the government unconstitutional." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Democrats in Michigan are pressing to pass new abortion laws before the party loses its majority with the new legislative session next year as President Trump returns to the White House. Despite the fact that Mr. Trump has vowed to leave the question of abortion to the states, liberal lawmakers in many places are trying to cause panic. California has called a special session of the legislature to try and insulate abortion and queer trans laws against the president. This is SRN News. General Motors reaches an agreement to sell its stake in a nearly completed electric vehicle battery plant in Lansing, Michigan.
The company said it has a non-binding agreement for the sale to joint venture partner LG Energy Solution of South Korea. The companies expect to close the sale by the end of March. GM has spent about $1 billion on the Lansing factory. GM says it'll rely on joint venture factories in Warren, Ohio and Spring Hill, Tennessee, to supply factories that make 7 electric vehicles now on sale in the U.S.
Correspondent Jeremy House. A pair of ruby slippers worn by Judy Garland in The Wizard of Oz are stolen nearly 2 decades ago, but have been found and are sold at auction for $28 million. Heritage Auctions in Dallas estimated they would fetch $3 million or more. The slippers were on display at the Judy Garland Museum in Grand Rapids, Minnesota in 2005 when a thief used a hammer to smash the glass. More details at SRNnews.com.